William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Explorers, a new history of America in 10 expeditions by Amanda Bellows, read by Kirsten Potter and Leon Nixon. Author's note. In places, the grammar of original source quotations has been modernized for listenability. Prologue. The edge of America's western frontier was once a small wooden fort overlooking the Kentucky River. Beyond it stretched dense forests of walnut, ash, hickory, and oak. The stronghold was built near a salt lick fed by two sulfur springs where bison gathered to taste the rich earth. Daniel Boone constructed Fort Boonesboro in Kentucky's bluegrass region because it was a place of abundance, with fertile land and plentiful game. But it was also a disputed region, one prized by the Shawnee and Cherokee as a hunting ground. In 1775, just 19 days before the first shots of the Revolutionary War were fired in Massachusetts, Boone arrived at the future site of Fort Boonesboro after an exhausting journey. To reach the Bluegrass region, then located within an Indian reserve established by the British after the Seven Years' War, he blazed a route through the Cumberland Gap. With an expedition of 30 men possessing critical survival skills, Boone followed historic buffalo traces and Indian trails, then headed north into Kentucky Territory. Although Native Americans and the colony of Virginia claimed the land where Fort Boonesboro stood, Boone's employer, Richard Henderson, asserted control over the territory through an illegal transaction. Violent conflict erupted in 1778 when Shawnee warriors initiated a failed siege of the fort and its occupants. Afterward, thousands of settlers heading west followed in Boone's footsteps through the cave-studded, rocky opening in the Appalachian Mountains. The flow of people who chose to live in Kentucky was so significant that in 1792, it joined the newly formed nation as its 15th state. In the years that followed, Daniel Boone's name became synonymous with exploration. He symbolized the quintessential adventurer of the American imagination, a heroic man who forged a path through what he described as the howling wilderness of Kentucky Territory. Today, many consider him to be, in the words of the historian Michael LaFaro, the prototype and epitome of the American frontiersman, a near-ideal representative of the westward movement of the nation. But why Daniel Boone? Boone gained widespread fame through self-promotion during his own lifetime. After his autobiographical manuscript was swept away during a canoe accident, he retold his thrilling life story to the historian John Filson. Boone spoke of bitter winters, imprisonment by the Shawnee, and other dangers in Kentucky Territory. On one memorable occasion, Boone's own daughter was abducted. Just 10 days after the Continental Congress adopted the Declaration of Independence in Philadelphia, a group of Shawnee and Cherokee warriors kidnapped 13-year-old Jemima and her two friends. Daniel Boone spearheaded a dramatic rescue operation and brought the girls back home to Boonesboro. Upon hearing Boone's biography, Filson knew that readers would be enthralled by his compelling tales. He subsequently condensed Boone's narrative into an appendix for his new book on Kentucky, which began circulating in 1784. 4 years later, Filson, a frontiersman in his own right, perished during a suspected attack by the Shawnee while he surveyed the future site of Cincinnati. But his account of Boone's experiences quickly gained a life of its own. A heavily edited version of Filson's The Adventures of Colonel Daniel Boone was subsequently published by John Trumbull in 1786, 3 years after the Revolutionary War ended. The story was so popular that it would be reprinted 12 times for eager American audiences over the next 37 years. European readers also gobbled.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?